比利时绿树成荫，民风淳朴的林堡省根克市，一年一度的五月节是这里全年最热闹的节日。大游行作为这个节日的高潮，吸引了40多个团体和20万观众从欧洲各地赶来。今年的游行吸引了17万人，让我们也去凑个热闹。
苏格兰的风笛，荷兰的骑牛弹琴，不同风格的小花车，来自欧洲各地的40多个团体用足了脑筋，让这个游行创意十足，别具匠心。
The mix of all the groups, so we like theater, we like art, we like music, we like nice groups, and all the mix that's to fit together, and that's unique, I think, in Belgium, even in Europe.
要说这个游行的名字，那就是一个欧。为什么叫这个名字呢？
Oh, we say, oh, that's nice, you know. And when the group is passing and the same people is, oh, then the group is fine.
这样的活动吸引了人们从四面八方赶来参加，甚至成为了人们生活中的传统。比如这对夫妇，十几年来，他们每年都会从50公里以外赶来观看游行。
Normally we visit all those things, but this is one of the best, I think.
根克市长也坐在观众席中，对他来说，这是个促进沟通交流、繁荣城市文化的好机会。
The parade today contributes to our city values and to people meeting each other and being connected, because it's very important that they learn about each other and that they learn about culture and international groups.
通常每个团体都来自某一个国家，而有一个团体的成员却来自几乎欧洲所有的国家，那就是法伦大法天国乐团。
From our point of view, it was something new. The Chinese culture, I think, people from over Europe here together, it was something that, added to the parade that was completely new, and I think it was appreciated very much. And I hope they will come again. I think they will come again.
And the Tiangu band was also followed door enkele prachtige danseressen.
The music, the blue, the nice costumes and so, and the dancers and the flowers, it was, for me, it was wonderful and a nice, very touch in our parade.
气象台分明预报了整整一周的阴雨天气，老天爷却格外赏脸的晴了一整天。
The groups were all shining. The sun was shining, but the groups also.
主办方估计会有10万观众，却没想到意外地吸引来20万人，这也让组织者们倍感欣慰吧。新唐人记者李自李月，比利时根克报道。
法轮功的神奇祛病健身效果，很多人都是有目共睹。一位加拿大温哥华的居民保留的健康医疗记录，就很好地说明了这一点。请看本台记者加曼从温哥华发来的报道。
一份长长的病历不由得让人担心起他主人的健康状况。奇怪的是，记录几乎冻结到了99年，除了两次视力检测外，其他的记录居然消失了。他的主人就是温哥华居民张素女士。从小体弱多病的她，自80年代来到加拿大，身体状况一直不太好，
人就是没有力气，连说话的力气都没有，好像说句话都是非常的困难。然后我的朋友啊，我跟他们打电话呀，我们的朋友就说，我都得把那个耳机啊压着耳朵压得紧紧的，才能听清楚你说什么。
就连医生也没法给他一个明确的诊断，
内科、外科、心脏什么都查了，最后呢，医生跟我说 I'm lost。
听到这儿，张素只好回到中国，找到当年医治好父亲癌症的名中医，但依旧没有明显改变。不久后的一天，一份电子邮件彻底改变了他的命运。
也是在 SFU， 在学校里面哈，就收到一个 email， 说是有办法轮功的学习班。那我也不知道法轮功是什么，但是我知道这个很可能是个气功哈，那我就是去试试看。从那个时候就开始接触了法轮功。
那时是1998年年末。从此之后，朋友们都惊叹他的变化。
我就带着他们走，爬楼梯啊，我跑得比他们快的不知道多少，然后跑到了到 到了电影院坐下来，他们两个气喘吁吁也在我旁边坐下来，一看我，他说：“大姐，你怎么搞的？你怎么连气都不喘一下？”
就连先生也知足的见人就夸，
他现在真的是跟以前完全不一样，比我都行。
修炼法轮功14年，张素表示，法轮功给他带来的不只是身体的健康，更是心灵的提升。他说这样的例子在法轮功修炼者里简直数不胜数。法轮功自1992年由创始人李洪志先生从长春传出，这20年来因其神奇的祛病健身效果以及对社会道德的提升，使无数法轮功修炼者身心受益。新唐人记者加曼温哥华报道。
由本台及获奖导演麦克波曼联合制作的纪录片《自由中国有勇气相信》在短短的一个月里4次入选国际电影节，请看本台从洛杉矶发来的报道。
自由中国一片于5月5日中午在洛杉矶真相电影节首映。根据电影节工作人员表示，该片是本届最叫座的一部影片。
Today, despite the facade of economic progress,China is still controlled by the same ruthless regime. In their latest round of persecution, the lives of millions of peaceful citizens are being destroyed.
这支53分钟长的纪录片主要围绕着两位拥有高学历的善良法轮功修炼者李祥春及曾真，因为信仰而遭受残酷迫害的故事。
We're really hoping the people inside China will wake up. The leadership in China will develop some sort of sense that.They can. There's nothing to be afraid of in terms of opening up freedom of belief.
加拿大前亚太司司长大卫·乔高、美国国会外交事务委员会资深会员克里斯·史密斯及亚洲《华尔街日报》撰稿人伊森·葛特曼等人，也在片中谈及中国的问题及宗教迫害的现况。
It's just such a horrible crime that's still happening today in China. As an American, it makes me want to do everything in my power for the people in China.To be free.
他表示，美国思科公司竟然帮中共设计网络监控系统，导致善良百姓入狱受折磨，甚至身体器官被盗卖，实在令人难以接受。
The organ trafficking, I've heard about that for years, so that wasn't new to me. But the fact that, to this day it's going on, I've heard it's a multi-billion-dollar business.How can China ever change when the doctors are committing slow motion genocide? It's impossible. So that needs to end.
有观众特别感谢制作团队的努力付出，而片中呈现的残酷事实也让身处自由社会的人难以想象。
It's hard for me to even comprehend what they've been through. So, but it was in terms of just, you know, coming from an objective analysis of the film, I think it was very well done.It just had a whole good storyline, you know, and very powerful and very poignant and moving, and it was enjoyable to see.
制片人黄生健表示，他们会继续到各地参展，也计划在电视和网络上举办试映会，欢迎有兴趣的观众上网查询最新动态，并透过个人社交网络协助推广，让更多人了解真相，让自由新中国能早日来到。新唐记者邵克淳、黄文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
本台和获奖导演麦克波曼联合制作的纪录片《自由中国有勇气相信》再次传来喜讯，荣获洛杉矶真相电影节 Awareness Film Festival 国际政治和文化类纪录片头等奖。下面请看记者从洛杉矶发回的报道。
洛杉矶西好莱坞的真相电影节，自由中国从11个主要类别超过300多部参赛影片中脱颖而出，获得国际政治和文化类纪录片头等奖。
It's very exciting to win this award. It's a, you know, first LA film festival that we got into, and to be acknowledged by the Awareness Film Festival, you know, we're very, very grateful for that, and very excited to, you know, get more awareness. This is about awareness, and you know, this film is about creating awareness for the.You know, the dire situation in China regarding the persecution of not just tens of millions of Falun Gong practitioners, but Christians and Tibetans and the human rights abuses in general.
Oh my goodness. Yes, the film is incredibly powerful, incredibly well done, really speaks to such a cause. And I was unaware of the conditions that were still there. I think a lot of people are as well. And just kind of opened my eyes to a situation and something that I want to be proactive about. So.
自由中国以法轮功学员曾真和李长春在中国所遭受的迫害经历为主线，勾勒出共产党镇压人权的真实故事，发人深省。颁奖前也举办了座谈会，邀请导演和制作人畅谈影片理念，也让更多的人了解拍摄这部影片的缘由与过程。
It was very touching. Certainly didn't know about the Chinese culture.At least not, you know, in any significant fashion. And I had certainly had no idea that the Chinese culture was being suppressed by the government. That was completely off my radar. And, you know, and that was very surprising that a government would do that. And that was heartbreaking.
I love this group of people because they really have the passion and the compassion in their hearts to go out for what they want to bring out to the public, what they want the audience to know, and it's all about truth.
自由中国在短短一个月内四度入围国际电影节。五月十六日在费城举办的自由言论电影节，自由中国是入围的六部影片之一。青台记者苏湘兰、张怡渊，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
四川省成都新津洗脑班因为发生多起迫害法轮功学员致死案例，已成为名副其实的恐怖黑监狱。据知情人士最近透露，新津洗脑班正是在四川盘踞多年的周永康指使，省综治办一手操控的。
1999年中共开始迫害法轮功时，时任四川省委书记的周永康就不遗余力地追随江泽民迫害法轮功。2002年后，周永康官升中共公安部长、政法委书记，更是中共迫害法轮功的主要魁首之一。2003年，成都610将一个军营装上大铁门，围墙上装了铁丝网，建立了所谓成都市法治教育中心，成为对法轮功学员暴力洗脑的基地。原成都市康复医院护士长、法轮功学员王明荣，2011年九月被绑架到新津洗脑班，一星期后被迫害致死。据知情人士透露，王明荣生前曾遭到殴打和野蛮灌食，遗体遍身鳞伤。2009年四月29日，成都市法轮功学员谢德清被绑架后，被阜南派出所警察殴打致伤，送新津洗脑班关押。短短的20多天后，原本身体健康、红光满面的谢德清变得骨瘦如柴、不成人样，小便失禁、滴水难咽。5月27日，在痛苦中离世。他的女儿、儿媳妇也因为修炼法轮功被当局迫害致死。四川安岳教师进修学校教师王红霞因为修炼被劳教两次，去年6月9日被便衣警察绑架，但他们向围观的居民谎称是在抓吸毒犯，家属多方打听寻找才得知王红霞被关入新津洗脑班。据明慧网报道，新津洗脑班至今已经关押超过上千名法轮功学员，多人在这里被迫害致疯、残、病、痴呆、死亡。有知情警察透露，这个地方是周永康的秘密窝点，警方也管不了他们的违法行为。新唐人记者岳清、李欣欣综合报道。